You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
From strange journeys, from illuminating transformative journeys to the very strange journey of American politics, we're going to look at domestic politics in the state of Indiana. Indiana Republican Senate candidate Richard Murdoch at a debate on Tuesday night said this. Listen.
I believe that life begins at conception. The only exception I have for to have an abortion is in that case of the life of the mother. I struggled with it myself for a long time, but I came to realize life is that gift from God, and I think even when life begins in that horrible situation of rape, that it is something that God intended to happen.
Murdoch's Democratic opponent responded to that remark by saying, "The God I believe in and the God I know most Hoosiers believe in does not intend for rape to happen ever." Well, certainly that was the headline out of that debate on Tuesday night in Indiana. Joining us is Mary Beth Schneider, political reporter at the Indianapolis Star. Mary Beth, first of all, did you hear that remark? And give us a sense of what the local statewide reaction has been to that exchange.
Well, it came about, I was there, it came about 40 minutes into the debate, and everyone sort of did a double take. Did he just say that? And as soon as the debate was over, I looked at my emails and my Twitter account, and it was lighting up with comments. It was the only thing in the debate that people were talking about or commenting on immediately. And so it did indeed take over any reaction, any story about the debate there would have been.
And is this a story of Murdoch making a misstep, or is this a direct appeal to conservatives in Indiana who would be sympathetic to his views?
I think it's more a case of a misstep that he did not say say this very artfully, and it's really causing him problems. This is a conservative state. All three candidates that were up there, including the Libertarian candidate, although his views seem to be kind of a little confusing, but they all say they're pro-life candidates, that life begins at conception, that this you don't need to go further to the right in Indiana to appeal. Richard Murdoch is already there, and on abortion issues, Joe Donnelly, the Democrat, is already there. Where he went wrong here, if he had just stopped, even after saying that he would not make an exception except for the life of the mother, instead he went on to explain and bring God into it. And a lot of people were taking his comments as saying that God somehow intended the life to happen through a rape. Now, Murdoch is saying that it's sick and twisted that anybody thinks that. But regardless, within about an hour or two, Mitt Romney was disavowing these comments. All sorts of groups, including normal Hoosiers who are not part of anybody's campaign, were taking that from his word. So it is a problem for him.
Here's the Romney statement. Governor Romney disagrees with Richard Murdoch's comments, and they do not reflect his views. That's according to Romney spokeswoman Andrea Saul. But listen, here's a Romney ad endorsing Richard Murdoch.
As senator, Richard will be the 51st vote to repeal and replace government-run health care. Richard will help stop the liberal Reid Pelosi agenda. I hope you'll join me in supporting Richard Murdoch for U.S. Senate.
So, Mary Beth Schneider, is that ad still running in Indiana as far as you can tell?
As far as I can tell, it is. And I did email back to Romney's campaign last night asking, do they still endorse Richard Murdoch? Will that ad stay up? And I did not get a response.
Now, you're there in Indiana. Of course,
right.
This is a Senate race that may be narrowing as a result of this. Do you have any sense of the extent to which Mitt Romney may be vulnerable by running this ad in the state of Indiana?
No, Mitt Romney is not vulnerable in Indiana at all. I think the concern is that he could be, that this could have legs outside of Indiana. What will this, he's been making gains with women voters. What will this do to the perception of women in suburban areas who want to keep abortion rare but legal? Are they going to link now Romney with the more conservative elements of his party or not? I don't, you know, and Romney's own position makes an exception for rape.
Right. And so the question is, nationally, does this have legs outside of Indiana. Is the race narrowing in Indiana between the Democrat and Mr. Murdoch?
I don't think it could. I don't know if there's even room for it to narrow. Everybody thinks that this is going to come down to turnout. There haven't been as many public polls. The most recent poll I saw was a Democratic one that had Donnelly up by 2 percentage points, and that echoed a previous poll done by Brian Howie and DePauw University that also had Donnelly slightly up. And people in both parties whom I've talked to think that this is going to come down to turnout and it's going to be a long night in this race.
We're talking with the political reporter at the Indianapolis Star, Mary Beth Schneider. Let's get a takeaway on this, because in there are really two huge issues here, and I'm wondering if you could tell us which is most important. Do you think the takeaway from this is that it might deliver a Democratic Senate seat from the state of Indiana, or do you think the big story is it might actually incrementally weaken Mitt Romney with women voters nationally? Which is more important, do you think?
Well, I don't even know. How do you consider one of those more important than the other, losing the White House or losing the Senate? Republicans need both. And they already were in trouble of losing the Senate. I don't know anybody right now thinks that their chances of gaining the Senate were really weak compared to what they were months ago. So I would imagine their bigger fear now is the one that they think they might have in hand, the White House.
And, for the Democrats, it's kind of a win-win, both in terms of the Senate possibility in Indiana and any incremental gains that Obama can make.
Absolutely.
Against Mitt Romney. Mary Beth Schneider, she was there.
No wonder they're blowing it up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was there witnessing the statement of Indiana Republican Senator Richard Murdoch, who said, "I came to realize that life is a gift from God. I think even when life begins, even that horrible situation of rape, that is something that God intended to happen." Political fallout from that remark. Mary Beth Schneider is a political reporter at the Indianapolis Star. We'd love to hear what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, Mary Beth.
Thank you for having me.